Detective Eric Edson from the Sheboygan Police Department, who visits us usually a couple of times a month, is in with us this morning. Normally talks about fraud and scams, and there's an element of that to what we're going to talk about this
morning.
We'll
tie it back to that right
at
the end.
But yeah, cryptocurrency, which we hear all about, but I'd be willing to bet most people don't understand how it works, and I'm one of those.
And I'll be honest, I don't understand 100% how it works. I have a general understanding. It's complicated, but it has been in the news a lot. You hear it with payments for ransomware. You heard it today with the John McAfee story that he was involved in a cryptocurrency scheme. So I think it's important for people just to have a general understanding about what cryptocurrency is and why it's important to have those antennas out there, that if you get approached by someone, either pay in cryptocurrency, invest in cryptocurrency, that you do your homework and understand exactly what you're doing. Because there are a lot of people that take advantage of people not knowing what it is and, you know, scamming people using cryptocurrency.
Okay, so let's jump right into it, Eric.
So cryptocurrency, the idea of cryptocurrency started back in around 2008, 2009, and basically it's a form of digital currency. So, and it's decentralized, which means there's no one central bank or anything like that that controls it. Unlike money issued by a federal government or something like that, fiat money, there's some kind of backing of that. There's nothing like that with cryptocurrency. People use the term Bitcoin to describe cryptocurrency, but there's probably over 1,600 different forms of cryptocurrency out there that you could either use or invest in.
Bitcoin you hear about probably more than the others,
right? That's probably the most prolific that most people kind of associate. You know, people say Tylenol when you're taking acetaminophen. It's kind of, that's like the brand name. People know what you mean when you say that. So Bitcoin is kind of like that, and it's definitely the most popular, at least right now. Cryptocurrencies rely on something called a blockchain. So it's basically a digital ledger that when you make a cryptocurrency transaction, whether you purchase something with it or you trade it to somebody else, there's a network of computers that keep track of this thing called a blockchain. And basically it's just data entered in there. And what it does is it validates the fact that you didn't spend this cryptocurrency that you have. It's all like digital data that makes up the cryptocurrency. And this blockchain verifies that you have that money and that you haven't spent it on something else already, and that it's okay to either pay someone else or trade. So when you do that, that's all public information. A lot of people have the misconception that cryptocurrency is completely anonymous. Like there's no way to ever track cryptocurrency, things like that. That's not true. There's a public record. You can go online right now and see every single Bitcoin transaction that's occurring in real time. You'll see the dollar amount, you'll see the date and the time, and you'll see what's called an identifier or an address. So basically, it's like an account number. When you want to send money to someone at a bank or something like that, you would have to know their account number to transfer that money. Very similar with cryptocurrency. The reason why criminals like it, and the way that it kind of makes it like pseudo-anonymous, is that you don't know the identity behind that number. So if I'm a scammer or a criminal, I could have multiple Bitcoin accounts, Bitcoin wallets is what they're called, with different addresses, and I could hide behind that, and that's kind of what makes me kind of pseudo-anonymous. Where law enforcement sometimes is able to track the money is when it leaves that crypto world of the blockchain and you cash it out for real money. So when money goes into the crypto community and goes from your bank into there, you can kind of track that. And then when it comes out, when someone cashes out, that's how the federal government and some of these larger agencies are able to follow some of the bigger money. But inside of that crypto world, it's very difficult to track or to know who's behind the money in those situations. So,
okay.
What we tell people is, a lot of people don't use cryptocurrencies to buy things or invest in. It's important to know that they're increasingly being used by criminals for financial crimes. And the FTC put out some numbers recently. They reported that over $80 million in cryptocurrency investment scams was lost during the past 6 months. I mean, that's a huge number.
$80 million.
And that's a tenfold increase from the same period last year.
Wow.
And where you see it a lot is in these long distance, like the romance scam kind of thing.
Yes.
So people will get meet someone online, and that person will say, hey, I got this great investment opportunity for you, and they convince people to send them Bitcoin. So and about 20% of the people who reported losing money in a romance scam, that money was sent using cryptocurrency. So a fifth of the people are doing that. So it represents a big number. Similar to wire transfers, gift card payments, and sending cash in the mail, which we've all talked about, cryptocurrencies generally can't be undone unless the person on the other end cooperates and is willing to send it back. They really can't be undone. And like I said, the pseudo-anonymous nature of it makes it difficult, not impossible, but very difficult for law enforcement to identify a suspect and actually arrest somebody if it is fraud. At least currently, most legitimate businesses and government entities will never ask you to pay using cryptocurrency. That's right. Another important thing for people to know.
Yeah.
And these investment opportunities, like we talked about with John McAfee, a lot of those are frauds too. People are just looking for people that don't know really what they're doing. They don't understand the investment to put money into that, and that's how they rip them off.
Sure.
So the bottom line, if you receive an email, a phone call, or a text from a business, a love interest, or anyone else who insists on dealing with cryptocurrency, it's probably a scam. And you should never be investing or using something as a payment method that you don't understand. And for a lot of people, they
that
don't
is the case.
Understand it, right?
So what is, I guess I'm still wondering, what is the benefit for people to get into cryptocurrency as opposed to just cash, you know,
sure.
What I mean, or what have you?
Well, there's two schools of thought. One is as an investment, because the price of Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies is very volatile. So it is kind of a speculative investment that people like to potentially make money. As a payment method, I should rephrase that. Some people don't trust the government, don't feel like since at least in the United States, our currency is not backed by gold or anything like that. Just the, you know, that with inflation and things like that, that our money at someday will be rendered worthless, that it's not really worth anything. Whereas cryptocurrency is kind of worth what people say it's worth, what people are willing to trade within that crypto market. So there's some idea that, you know, government money, fiat money is not really reliable, and that this digital currency is going to be the future of payments.
Hmm.
So it is legitimate. I mean, it's not that only criminals use cryptocurrency.
Sure.
It's, you know, Tesla announced that they were going to be accepting cryptocurrency, and there's been some other businesses in the news that have said that. So it's a legitimate form of payment. It's just a lot of people don't understand exactly how it works. There's really not a lot of consistency in how it's valued. It is very volatile right now, but I would expect that within, you know, at least my lifetime, or at least, you know, my kids' lifetime, that cryptocurrency will be a much more acceptable, widely used form of payment for different types of goods and services.
I think there's going to have to, before we get to that point, a huge education push so that
right.
people understand how this works.
Exactly.
You know, because I was totally clueless, and you helped a little bit, but
yeah, it's hard to explain in 10 minutes.
Yeah, that's
you know,
the thing.
There's a lot that I left out, that there's a lot of stuff going on in the background. But.
Right, and we appreciate you trying to break this down and simplify it, you know, because, our time was limited. But, yeah, this is something you could probably talk about for hours to really fully explain it to people so that they understand.
Yep, and I guess for the audience, just the biggest thing is, again, it's something that if you don't understand, criminals are using it to try to exploit scams and defrauding people. So resist the temptation. If you get an email about a hot investment opportunity to invest in Bitcoin, or someone asks you to pay in Bitcoin, just understand what the risks are. Try to do a little bit of homework and don't fall for that, because criminals are exploiting people's, they just don't know, and criminals know that. So.
All right. Well, thanks for coming in, Eric, and clearing this up a little bit for us. We'll probably be talking about this down the line.
I'm sure we will.
I would assume
definitely.
At some point. So we'll see you in a few weeks.
Sounds good.
All right.